Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
It's going to get ugly in this room right now. Steve, the one thing you have to admit about yourself,
what's that?
You're a very defensive person. And when there's,
what do you mean by that?
There you go. Right now, as of this moment, you're officially outnumbered when it comes to unidentified flying objects.
No, it's...
There are two believers in this.
You do too?
I do.
Amber, you are level-headed, you're educated, you're worldly.
Which is why I believe.
Ta-da!
You're not what?
I'm all of them. I'm not educated. I'm world. There's a 76% jump in UFO sightings last year.
That's a big jump.
It's happening. People are seeing it more.
I know why. It's because of we've been launching more satellites, and then it's the drone people.
By the way, drones. Couple things. We want you, if you've seen a UFO or you've seen aliens, we want to talk to you. We want to hear we want to hear some of those stories. As a side note, the drone thing is real, man. Something's going on.
Because your buddy was sending you pictures.
Chad last night drove through a swarm of drones.
What?
He said he was driving home by Castle Rock, and he was like, there was like 50 drones over his head.
See?
He said, just a whole bunch of little green LED lights. He's like, I don't know what's going on. He lives in Meridian.
Oh.
And by the time he got to Meridian, he was like, there were still three kind of over his house.
Did they like spell out anything? Or I know sometimes they can spell.
It's
all right.
They're not making crop circles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That's what it is. What if?
What?
They are
the aliens are sending
the aliens are like, if we disguise ourselves as drones, people will just think it's
a perfect plan.
It is a perfect
plan. They don't exist. Aliens do not exist.
Why do you just know?
UFOs don't.
Well, UFOs absolutely do exist.
Unidentified, because I can see a jet, a 747, but because I can't prove it is, it's unidentified.
Right.
Right.
So
it could be a bird.
UFOs do exist.
They do.
Yes.
Not aliens or intelligent life and all that. None of that is it.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Okay. We have all this technology, yet we still can't hard proof that this stuff exists. Therefore, it doesn't.
Amber?
You don't know that we don't have proof. You don't
know, I do know that it...
What's in Area 51? Yeah. We'll never know because they hide it. They hide...
It's military. Of course we can't let the world know what we're doing with the military.
Exactly. What if they're still doing research or trying to figure it out? Or what if they're, our allies? You don't know.
If you believe in God, you cannot believe in aliens.
Oh, my God! You really? Do not
Did
get to make this argument.
If you believe in God, you can't believe in aliens.
Why?
Because God made a covenant with human beings. And would you make a covenant with ants who couldn't understand the covenant? And you do it with the highest form of life in the universe.
You're really pulling religion to try to kill this argument right now.
If you believe in God,
everyone just hung up because of you.
No,
I'm just kidding. But like
humans are, if you believe in God, we have to be the highest form of intelligence in the universe because
aliens are kind of dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a little bit dumber.
You don't know that we aren't.
What if there's more than one God?
That doesn't mean that they're not somewhat intelligent.
If you believe in one God, then he made the covenant with us, the highest form of intelligence in the universe. He wouldn't do it with intelligence that doesn't understand what they're doing.
Okay, so what if people don't believe in God?
Would you sacrifice your son for an ant? Would you trade your son's life for an ant? End of story.
Oh my God, that's so bad. Honest to God, to everyone listening, I want you to know, Amber and I have seen it. The smugness on his face. He literally just mic dropped. Like he won the whole day.
Yep.
That's... And then the yep.
Yeah.
I don't hear much of a rebuttal.
Because there's no way to rebut you. It's just like...
It's pointless.
What just happened? Would you sacrifice your son for an ant? I'm like, no. See?
Or your son. Would you trade your son's life for an ant?
No, I... Okay.
Then if you're going to make... Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Despite whether or not we will not ask you if you believe in God.
Okay.
Amber and I will not ask you if you believe
and
in
these
God.
These are your people, by
these
the way.
Are
these
our people, are your people. Aluminum foil hat wearing MFers.
Yes.
You hit us up. You tell us like your best UFO spotting, your... Anytime we've done this, we don't get a lot of alien abduction stories. So if anybody, we'll put you to the front of the line if you feel like, I don't know that I believe that. I don't know that
you
they...
lose time and you see the gray
the
skulls.
Whole, the probing.
Yeah.
I don't know that. But the cattle mutilations, I feel like those are real. They're really happening. There's another, there's a whole bunch of
Buddy,
them.
I could show you easily how to make a crop circle. That debunks that right there.
The crop circles were a big reason why I began to believe in UFOs when I was a kid.
And I can show you how they're made. In fact, we just saw on 9 News yesterday, there's a guy that makes all that wintry art, those crop circles in the snow. Hello.
Yeah, those are cool.
And it's not aliens, but okay, here's the deal. If you've seen a UFO or you've been abducted or whatever, we want to hear your story. So Amber, as a believer, are you a believer because you yourself have seen something or are you a believer just because of the math of it all? Like there's so many planets that there's got to be one, or do you know somebody who's seen something? What do you got?
All of the above. I don't think that I've really like, I have seen, like Steve said, it's unidentified, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, it was definitely aliens. But I know people who have seen weird things that I truly believe. And also, like you said, the math of it all, the other stories that you've seen. And, you know, I'm a believer. I think it's
guys,
true.
I believe that you guys believe that this stuff
there
exists.
It is. There it is. It's that, it's that contrite that thing.
What?
The thing that I always win this argument with is how do you explain Air Force pilots, like airline pilots, when they see something and they're calling the air traffic control going, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
These are people who are, like, the argument against UFOs that Steve is right about, 99% of the sightings are some backwoods aluminum foil hat wearing hayseed from Alabama, and it's like, he's high on moonshine, his parents were related, and it's like, he might not have seen what, this is a sober pilot who's been through a ton of stuff, sometimes
of
in the
training.
Military, what? And
combat.
They see, they're like, this thing just went by me at Mach 10 and like did some turn. Like,
I agree with, when I hear the black box recordings of these type of pilots, I will give you that.
So then what do you, how do you explain that? Do you think it's just the government has like planes that they're not telling us about? Or do you, or is it really an alien out there?
Back in our past, like in the 60s when the SR-71, we were test piloting that.
Oh my God.
People were mistaking for aliens. There's so much test aircraft that we don't know about that we can see. Like, oh my God, that doesn't have wings.
Like the stealth bomber now, if they were testing that back in the day, it probably looked like a UFO.
It's got to be a UFO. Yeah.
We're not going to let him debunk us today.
I just think simple-minded people are attracted to stuff like this. That's all I'm saying.
Have you seen anything, Slacker? I'm just going to ignore that.
I have. I've seen a couple different things. I remember when I was young, it almost looked like a radio tower, like red lights, except it was turned sideways and they just sat on the horizon. I was at my Aunt Bobby's house. I know that sounds weird, but that's what we called her. And they just, and the whole family, the whole neighborhood's out, and they just sat there. And then they're like, whoop, straight up in the air, gone. All like
wild.
Five or six. And you're just, I mean, what was it?
And you're right. And it was a whole bunch of different people all at once.
You're all just stating.
And you all say you saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Like one guy said, I know it was this and that. No, you all saw.
It was like the lights of a radio tower, but sideways.
They call that a shared madness. There's a clinical term for that.
I got sucked in. I thought he was actually.
I was like, all right, he's coming around.
And then it's like. And then the other one I saw was in broad daylight, and it looked like 20 Mylar balloons or something, and they just kept like swirling around each other.
You mentioned that one before.
And it was like chrome. It was almost like the one Terminator movie where it was like liquid but solid.
Oh,
and
weird.
It was just in the sky, and it was like, okay, it's just a bunch of balloons or whatever. But it just stayed in one. It wasn't floating higher. It just sat outside my apartment. Yes, I was by Waterworld. It was the crappy. It was in Federal Heights. I get it.
This matters.
I get it.
This does matter.
It was lowest common denominator, but I stood there and watched that thing, and it didn't move. It wasn't going up. It wasn't going down. And then when it left, it didn't float. It was like
fast.
Gone.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Whoa.
What the hell? It was like it was hovering over something and watching it. And then when it was done, it just... And by being like reflective, if you didn't notice it, it looked like the sky because it was still the same color.
Wow.
Because it was reflecting the sky, but it was just like... It was like the pixelated thing you do to somebody's face when you don't want to see who they are.
I see that.
In the sky.
But you said... Federal Heights.
Federal Heights, okay. By Waterworld, 85th and Pecos,
oh,
Highland
Pecos.
Park Center.
Even better, yes.
All right, well, if you've seen a UFO, Amber and I will believe you, so we want to hear your story. Maddie?
Yay.
UFOs.
I was living in Virginia Beach years ago, and my uncle and I were out on a boat. It was late. It was after sunset, and normally you'd see the naval aircraft going by, and they make a lot of noise, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well... there was a strange triangle-shaped ship, is the only way to explain it, that was hovering above us, not too far above, completely silent. Had lights, acted like it was aircraft, but completely silent.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you this, Maddie. 80s and 90s, suddenly we went from cigar-shaped to the triangle. No, I'm not kidding.
So
triangle. Most of a lot of the sightings became
triangle. Those triangle bombers you're talking about, I've seen them fly over my house when the Broncos have them going. Those things are loud.
And you would know the difference. Exactly. You would know the difference from that.
So you think the aliens got it, like they stopped using Boeing and went to like Airbus or something?
They
like
they
got
a different. On.
They switched from the cigar shape.
Yeah,
they're
like triangle.
Our ships are too phallic. Let's go triangular. And so did anybody else like corroborate it? Did you talk to anybody else out on the water that day?
It was just me and my uncle. I mean, we've told a few people, but it really was not an aircraft, like a human aircraft. It was something really strange.
And Maddie, you guys were out.
There was three of them in like a weird setup, and then they went away like so fast, so quick, so silent.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys, you're partying on the lake, you said, with your uncle.
There it is. Maddie, you weren't under the influence.
The
we get it. You're fine. Your story, it resonates with
I heard lake party is what I heard.
I think she said she was like
she was
six.
She was with her uncle and she was a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, the uncle was drunk then.
There it is. And telling her a story. See that triangle? Bill?
Yay, guys.
Yay. UFOs.
Hey, I got a UFO story for you. I had a friend in college. She was from Niwot, your neck of the woods, Slacker.
Yes, Slacker.
She was she was driving one of the back roads up there. She said all of a sudden she saw a bright light and then woke up the next morning, had nothing going on. A couple weeks later, she had to have surgery on her knee because she was a skier. And the doctors found metal in her like upper body that wasn't supposed to be there.
What?
Whoa.
There was no car crash. There was no accident or anything of that nature. So she had an x-ray that really kind of showed these little tiny pieces of metal around her.
Oh, her IUD got loose.
Oh.
And it just kind of
blundered. I love that you just out of nowhere assume that she uses an IUD and it can shatter all over your upper torso.
Yeah.
Does she, Bill?
Oh, my God.
No.
So
she didn't. So
did they take the metal out of her or is it still in her?
As far as I know, when we were in college, it was still in her.
We need to get it out so we can see if it's like earthly metals or
adamantium or
anything else.
Like weird.
Seriously.
Interesting.
She heals really well now.
and you said, Bill, this was Niwot.
Niwot.
Here's
what he's trying to do, Bill. He's trying to make you out to be a redneck idiot.
You're not a redneck.
But let me say this.
No, you're not.
Thank you for the call, Bill. You know where Niwot is? That's the rich folk.
Oh, it's like the suburb of Boulder or something?
Yes, like Niwot's halfway between Boulder. When I was growing up, the Richie Riches lived in Niwot.
Because we can take the word of rich people, but if you're not rich, we can't. We have a hard time.
Right, see, because he was trying to make it Longmont, slums.
Yes, I was.
And it's like, no, you got it wrong. That's
dang it.
That's the Cherry Creek of Longmont.
Dang it!
Ellen.
Yay.
UFOs, what do you got?
I got a lot. My entire family has experienced stuff our entire lives.
Okay.
We actually have implants.
You have implants?
Alien implants?
No joke.
Like what?
Wait.
Like metal in your torso? Like the last person, what do you have?
So we have them. Well, myself and brother, who's in the military, have them in our sinus cavity.
You can feel them a little bit in their right sinus, the round ball. My mother had hers removed, and when they removed hers, because it was just a pain, she didn't know what it was, it made a clink when they took it out, and they would not give her the results or the evidence back.
Okay, I've heard and read similar stories to yours, that there was balls in the nasal cavity. I'm not kidding. I have heard.
You have heard
I
that.
I have heard that story quite a bit.
Really? I've never heard it, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you a believer in this, Steve?
I'm not.
Do you think the government did? Somebody put something in their nose. Is it the government or is it?
So my thought is it could be anything. It could be otherworldly, or it could be our own government acting otherworldly. All I know.
But
is
you still
have them.
You still have the ball in your nose, then.
I do.
Okay.
And I also used to work for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
Wow.
All right. So that's we were going to get to the bottom of the
metal
ball in your
nose,
ball in your head, Elroy.
Yeah.
What's your UFO story?
Well, I don't have a story. I just wanted to say that Steve's mind has been abducted because he doesn't understand anything.
No, I understand. Well, I don't understand you, Elroy.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.